Hey, it's Chris, and welcome to the Between Dreams podcast. A show where I chat with people who are doing really great things to inspire you to get out there and do something great. Whatever your idea is, hopefully you're inspired to get out, get started, and keep going with it. Today's guest is here.
Hello.
She is Sky Cowens, and you are creating a lot of really cool things.
Thank you.
And helping people in a lot of different ways. And what you're doing is really cool because it's this like overall wellness, making people's life better through the content that you're creating. And I actually first saw you and was introduced to your stuff from the Yes Theory video.
Yes.
And then I was like, oh, who's this? Because Yes Theory, friends of the Between Dreams podcast from a long time ago.
Yes, I listened to that one.
Yeah.
That's how I did my research on your podcast before I showed up here.
Yes.
Yes.
And that, yeah, that was cool. So that's a cool thing of talking about them, like seeing that those guys just do what they wanted to do for like a lot of years.
They're huge inspirations of mine and many others, but it's really cool.
Your stuff is really cool because it almost feels like a good blend of like a highly produced, almost like a TV show, mixed with the approachability of a YouTube.
Thank you so much.
Show.
That means a lot to me because that's kind of what I'm going for. I hope that the content is both educational and entertaining, that it's both high quality and more raw and authentic. So I try and merge those two different formats. And my goal is that when anybody watches my video, that they do feel like they learn something about the topic I'm covering. And as you said, it's in all things wellness and kind of emerging health and wellness trends, but also diving into ancient healing modalities and stuff that we are just finding more research on, for example, meditation. Now we have a huge body of research to support this practice that's been around for thousands of years. Yeah. So I like to dispel the myths on all of these different trends and topics, and hopefully the content is informative and the viewer can take something away from it that they can apply to their own life. And my mission is to educate, inspire, and empower others to live their healthiest, happiest, most vibrant life. And I hope that every video on my channel in some way offers that to the community and the audience.
So I feel like some people, like the first step of getting into some of this, I feel like everyone's like, oh, I should eat healthier. I should exercise.
Yeah.
And that's like as deep as most people get into the wellness world. How do you go into the next level of like really diving deep into learning about those things? Was there ever that moment where you were like, yeah, this is incredible?
Absolutely. So I always tell people that there are so many different elements to health and well-being. It's physical, it's mental, emotional, spiritual. And now I talk about digital wellness. How are we interacting with the digital world? Because that's an extension now of humanity, and we have to understand how it's working on our brains and our bodies and really navigate that relationship so we can have a healthy relationship with the digital realm and the digital extension of ourselves.
Yeah.
So health is all of these different things, and physical health also ties to emotional health, and spiritual health is integrated into all these different parts of your brain, your body, your soul. So the first thing I say is that to get a foundational, fundamental understanding of your own health and well-being is extremely important before you dive into anything deeper. You have to do the fundamentals first, and that's eating clean, organic, whole food, drinking plenty of water, moving your body, stretching, doing mobility exercises, getting enough sleep, and nourishing relationships in your life and involving yourself in community, because that has been shown in research to be an incredibly important part of our health and well-being. And it's been shown that those who are involved in community and constantly learning through their lives actually increase longevity and well-being over time. So fundamentals of wellness have to be figured out first. And it's always a journey, and we're not going to be perfect, and that's okay. It's also understanding that you can be 80% of the time really great with your health, and then maybe 20% of the time you're enjoying indulgences with family and friends. And I love ice cream and gummy bears sometimes. It's not about being perfect, but it's really about doing the most important things day to day that can establish a foundation. And then you can explore all these really fun tools and topics that could really help take your health to the next level, which is what I explore on my channel. And it really, it's also a way to explore all of these things that we see online that are trending and get to the bottom of it. And that's really where this started, was my own curiosity. I've been interested in health and wellness since I was very young. And then I found yoga at age 15. And that was the thing, like you said, that I found, and I said, this has to be in my life. And it started as a physical practice. It was because I wanted to become better at soccer. I was a soccer player and I wanted to increase my strength and flexibility and prevent injury. So I went to yoga for the physical, and it was a physical practice for the first few years of my practice. I loved it because I would sweat. It was vigorous. I was doing hot power yoga. It felt challenging to me and I loved that. And before I knew it, when I started to integrate my breath with the movement, that's when everything changed within me, and it kind of worked on me from the inside out. And I always say I wouldn't be the same person without yoga in my life. And it's been the most consistent thing in my life. So it's been almost 10 years since I found this practice. And it has been the most grounding, consistent part of my life. And how I show up on my yoga mat is really an analogy for how I show up in life. Because on a yoga mat, you're going to encounter challenge. If you haven't practiced yoga, maybe there's a perception that it's just stretching. It's just this chill, like Zen thing. Yeah. But it's actually quite challenging for the body and the mind. And often we're in these really physically challenging poses, but also it can be quite mentally challenging to just sit and breathe, which can be part of the practice as well. And it's about how you show up in those challenging moments. And can you find peace, contentment, joy, gratitude for even those moments where you kind of just have to sit in your discomfort. I feel like if I had to choose one thing to do forever, it would be that, because I wouldn't be good at anything else in my life if I didn't have that practice that really connects me to my heart and to who I am. So I do talk a bit about yoga and mindfulness on the channel. Mm-hmm. And there are avenues I like to take the channel in terms of diving into these practices of mindfulness and meditation and spirituality quite deeper. But right now, it has been a way for me to explore my own curiosity and creativity when it comes to making videos, and then also researching these topics that everyone has questions about. We see these headlines like celery juice is going to save your life. But why? Why? I always want to know the why behind it. Is there science and research behind this? And if there's not, that doesn't mean it doesn't work, because science is ever evolving. We're always coming out with new research, new studies that could potentially prove something that we thought had no science behind it. Science is just this term with a cultural connotation. Yeah. And so what I've learned also is that just because we don't have a double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial to prove something doesn't mean that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
For example, I'm doing a video about crystal healing right now. Yeah. We don't have traditional science to prove that crystals really work, but they're this beautiful thing that's coming from within the Earth's core, and they're abundant on this planet, and they're gorgeous. It's like this artwork, this nature's own artwork, right? And I talked to a man who had cancer, and he chose to kind of go in a more natural, holistic approach to his healing. And he hired a team of healers, including acupuncturists and energy healer and all these different things. And crystal healing was part of that. And in his own experience, he says that was instrumental in his healing. And he maybe doesn't understand all of the workings as to why, but that was his experience. So I feel like hopefully my videos are just a way to open the mind to what's possible and to ask questions and be curious and not be gullible. I'm not going to just go out and like drink any healer's potion.
Yeah.
I always approach things with a skeptical, curious mind, but extremely open at the same time.
Yeah. Cool. That was a whole lot there.
I know. I just kind of went for it.
that's great. Now I want to go back to the a little bit earlier about yoga. And I wouldn't say I'm a very good yoga practitioner.
You can't be bad at it. That's a common misconception. People say I'm bad at yoga. You can't.
Yeah.
Can't be. It's impossible.
Somebody actually invited me to a yoga class one time. This was a few years ago. And I didn't know it at the time, but they told me after that they were like, oh yeah, that was kind of like an advanced class, and because everyone was like really knew what they were doing, and they were doing really challenging things, and it was really great because I didn't really know
that I was in way over my head. I was like, oh, that was great. Where like most things, if you get thrown into a bunch of like, quote, professional, like people who are much more advanced at that thing than you are, you're like instantly you're like, I hate this and I don't want to be here. And that was something that was cool for me. I was like, oh, I was in over my head. These people were like, knew what they were doing. I didn't, and I was challenged, but I was still got a lot out of it. And it didn't just like leave me behind, as what most types of things would. And I sometimes try to do yoga on YouTube. And it'll be like 20 minutes. I usually search for the shortest one. That's usually my criteria of which one looks the best. And I'm trying to get past that point of doing short things and like get to that point. And I know there's a lot of people who are listening right now who are like, oh yeah, I tried yoga once and that was stupid. It didn't do anything. That's stretching or it's not really anything. So somebody's thinking about that. Thinking about yoga, or they've tried it once and they haven't quite got, like, or like me, I look for the shortest one because I know I'm going to try to like look at my phone halfway through, and it's a really big struggle, and I think that's worth diving into. And that's not just yoga, that's anything. It's like being mindful of everything. And talking about like digital things, of like, I find it so hard right now. Like, I was trying to read a book last night. And I like read three pages and I'd be like, I need to check my phone. Like, I know that was me saying that I need to, but I was like, I can't focus on this book right now because my mind is just wants to look on and tap on things on a phone. So like, I think that's a really cool thing of just like, as you said, there's different levels, the physical and then the breath, and then it goes deeper into a lot more things. You have thoughts on that?
Absolutely. There's so many things to unpack here. So the first thing is that...
Is this my therapy session?
Right. This is going to turn into that right now. We're going to get to the root cause of why there's resistance.
I think this is good because I know there's a lot of other people who are probably thinking the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, whenever you have resistance, there's really something deeper to look at there. But I will say that doing just 10 minutes of yoga a day consistently actually has been proven to have massive benefits. Same with meditation. Even a few minutes a day can have really great benefits. So let's not get caught up about kind of the time, but if you are willing,
don't get discouraged. We're like, oh, I failed.
Don't get discouraged. Right. However, if you do want to kind of take things to the next level and there is some blockage or resistance there, it's because it's not supposed to be easy. And if you go to yoga class and it's boring and feels easy, either one, you're not totally engaged because maybe it's supposed to be difficult in a different way. If it's physically easy, it's supposed to be probably be more difficult on the mind. Or you're just in the wrong class and you need a different type of yoga because there are plenty of yoga classes that are extremely challenging. And I grew up with three brothers and two are really high level athletes. One is a D1 hockey player. And he always says that yoga is like the, one of the most physically challenging things that he does. And it's something that he does consistently for his training as an athlete. And in college, I taught the basketball team, I taught the football team, I taught the track team, all these high level Division I athletes. I was teaching them yoga because they found that it had such a massive benefit for them in their sport. And I will say, after I started doing yoga as a soccer player and never got injured again, I have not been injured, and I would always get ankle sprains and Achilles issues, and it's amazing for injury prevention. But what I'd like to say when it comes to trying to get past the resistance, it really is about feeling into it and trying to just be in that resistant place and not allow the frustration to take over. And it's the same, like you mentioned, it definitely ties into us having these shorter attention spans, and we want everything immediately. We want everything instantaneously. We want to be able to finish a book in 20 minutes. And that's not realistic. A book takes time. Anything good in life, it takes time and process. And so it's about the process and the journey. It's not about the destination. So if you're feeling resistance towards something, whether it's yoga or sitting down to read a book and feeling the need to check your phone, it's truly a practice of discipline and staying in the discomfort and really looking at that deeper. And there's a difference between, in yoga, we always say, listen to your body. It's discerning when you should listen to your body in pushing past your physical and mental limitations to break through to a new place, and when you should listen to your body and be gentle with yourself and kind to yourself and not force, because there's a very big difference there. And you learn in yoga how to discern and to really follow your intuition. And I think that's a really great lesson for life as well, because there are times when you should challenge yourself and push yourself mm-hmm. to get to the next level, and times when you need to rest and be still and take time for yourself. And we often, there's this line between those two places that can get blurry. Yeah. So it helps you get clear on that. And that's something I always have to check in with in anything, whether it's work or on my yoga mat or in my HIIT training. I also do a lot of boxing and HIIT training because I need both, like the yoga
yeah.
and like the vigorous, let me punch a punching bag and get this energy out of my body.
Yeah.
We have so much energy stagnant in our body. So I feel yeah. like it's so important to move through that and get it out.
Yeah. All right.
Does that answer the question or is that helpful?
Yeah. I think that's great. And, you know, I've talked with so many people about the thing of, you know, what the whole Between Dreams mission is and what the work that we're trying to create is in that same thing. I focus so much more on the initial stages of things, of like get started.
Mm.
And like, just try it. Just try something. Boom. And then I think where I kind of trail off is in that persistence and the follow through. And I'll because I've done so many things and it's like, oh, yes, try this. Oh, start this. And it like leads to cool things. Mm-hmm. And then I get bored. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, well, we just keep trying new things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like really great because you learn how to do a lot of different things. But then you also fall into this thing where you're not going deeper into a lot of the things where mm-hmm. then it's like, okay, yeah, I did this yoga thing mm-hmm. for 5 minutes. Now I'm bored mm-hmm. and I want to do something new.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's that, again, going back to that balance of like, yeah, mm-hmm. trying new things, but then also like mm-hmm. going past the thing where a lot of times you're going to be at a point where I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you host a podcast and you hit 50 episodes, you're like, I don't want to do this anymore because this is way more work than I thought it was going to be. Like, there's the great parts of it. And then there's right. like, I have to sit up all night editing this uh-huh. thing. Or if I'm making a YouTube video, mm-hmm. I didn't think that this was going to be this mm-hmm. much work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get to over Absolutely. There, you need to go over there.
Absolutely. And on the other side of that, it's the most rewarding feeling ever when you can push past those
yeah.
moments. And I had so many of those moments when I just, the last thing I wanted to do was edit a video, stay up and edit a video. And I spend a lot of time editing and I love it because it's like a puzzle, you
yeah.
know, you're just putting together this puzzle. For me, it's the perfect balance of technical and creative for my brain.
Yeah.
I feel like I have both parts of that brain that enjoy, the more technical side, but then also allowing it to be a creative process.
Yeah.
And it can be sometimes the most grueling, frustrating puzzle ever. And you're just like, I just want to finish this. And then when you finally do, think
yeah.
about how rewarding it feels when you finish a puzzle. It's the same feeling that I get when I finish editing a video. And by putting in the reps over and over again and having that consistency, that's when you actually start, it becomes second nature. And then your brain starts to figure out formulas to even have it be more efficient. And then you just take it to the next level. Because then when you get the technical side down and efficiency, you can be even more creative.
Yeah.
And I think there's nothing wrong with following your curiosity and your excitement to hop around to different things. But I think there is something truly rewarding about digging your teeth into a project and knowing that it's not going to be all fun and flowers and rainbows. There can't be pleasure without pain. There mm-hmm. can't be joy without sorrow. These things in life and as humans in our human experience, they coexist. And it's really about your mindset towards the pain and the frustration and the suffering, knowing yeah. that you are getting stronger, you're getting better. And on the other side of that is all of your power and all of your strength
yeah.
and a lot of reward for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like, that thought can go really deep into philosophical things, or can be, you know, even on the surface level of the things of, you know, it's like we see, going back to the digital world of seeing people on Instagram doing amazing things all day. You're doing something amazing. Like, no, like one moment.
Right.
That was what that was. And then it was a whole process to get to that point. So there's like a lot of surface level stuff, which, you know, we can think about. And then going into the deeper stuff.
So let's get a little bit practical. We've all felt that moment when we finish the puzzle and we're like, yes, this is awesome. I feel great. But then in the middle of the next project, we're like, I know this is going to feel really good when I'm done, but I still want to skip over to that. So what's a tool that you have mentally or otherwise that brings you that, like, okay, I know this is going to be worth doing. Right now, I don't really want to do it.
Yeah.
But I know it's going to be, it's like, even knowing that it's going to be awesome at the end sometimes isn't enough for some of us to be like, oh, I know I should do this and it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
But I just really, like, in this moment, I would want to go eat ice cream instead of.
There's a couple things. There's the physical and the mental, because you have to change your body to change your mind. Mm. So whenever I'm in a slump, I go for a run, or I get to a boxing class, or I get to a yoga class. I just force myself to be there. The best.
Like, and how fast does that take? So let's get really practical. Like, we're in this. Somebody is listening to this podcast right now, escaping, starting their podcast.
Right.
And they're just, because I do that every night. I put it on YouTube. I'm like, oh, I should be editing a video. I'm watching other people. So how does it, like, do you flip that switch?
Yeah. I mean, you have to prove to yourself in your physical body that you can overcome discomfort. Mm-hmm. I think that's super important. So I try and do something physically uncomfortable every day.
Yeah.
I do take days off. Sometimes I do need to sleep a little bit more, and that's totally okay. But if I can, most of the time, do something physically challenging every day, especially the times when you don't want to do it, that's the best time to do it. Okay. So the first thing is change your physical state, and it can be just 10 minutes on a run. It doesn't have to be an hour-long class somewhere. I like working out in community. I like that element of it. I like the social aspect of group exercise. But you can go for a 10-minute run down the street. Just change the state of your body. Mm-hmm. And I also do something that I call getting into my optimal, like, peak state. So I'll just even just dance, like, in my room to one of my favorite songs. Like, just move your body, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And then mentally, I switch my mindset from the concept of I have to do this, like, oh, this is something I have to do. I have to stay up and edit this video, shoot, or I have to get these emails done, to I get to do this.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky. I'm so grateful that I get to be following my passion or my dream, and I get to edit this video. It's something that is a part of my life, and I have the opportunity to do that, because so many people in this world don't have that opportunity.
Yeah.
So I better treat that with respect, with the utmost respect. So I just flip the mindset of I get to do this. And then it changes the way you look at your project.
Yeah.
And then it can reinvigorate that passion.
It's great. So I love the thing of how simple that, I know it's not simple to sometimes do, even knowing that, like, go for a walk.
It's simple, not easy.
Yeah.
It's simple, not easy.
Yes. And because I've been in that, like, I feel like I've been in this thing where, like, almost every day I'm like, okay, here's things that needs to be done. And then sometimes it's like too many things, and then I'm crippled by the just too, you know, like, which one do I start with? And then I don't do any. Mm-hmm. And it's like 6 o'clock at night, and I'm like, I didn't do anything today. Mm-hmm. Where I think if I would just do that, like, oh, go outside. It's like that motion creates motion and create that momentum of, like, just move. And so I think that's really, really great. Mm-hmm. We are probably, like, everyone knows it as well.
Right.
But just hearing it and, like, okay, cool, just go. Even I don't think, and for me it's like today I went outside and just, like, walked 2 blocks. And I was like, oh, this is – like a whole different, like, I smell things outside, the birds are chirping outside, and it's like this whole thing, and I'm like, oh, there's, like, a whole universe that's happening that I was, like, unaware of. So I was sitting inside, like, wondering what step to do. So that's, like, a really cool thing just to think about, like, just go. It doesn't need, you don't need to go to a yoga class or something that, like, feels even, you don't even need to go to that level, I don't think. It's just, like, go outside.
I think, like, yeah, whatever it is you're doing, be fully in the experience and do it to the best of your ability. Take the best walk of your life and smell those roses.
Yes.
You know, just hear the birds
power
chirp.
Walk right through it.
You feel every step. I think it's truly about feeling every moment of this human experience.
Yeah.
Life is a crazy thing. It's this crazy gift.
Yeah.
So I try and just appreciate that in every moment and bring awareness and mindfulness into as much of my life as possible. And we, our minds is crazy. It always wants to take over, and it wants us to, it wants to take us off of that yeah. path. But it's just about regaining that awareness again and again. It's just a practice, and that's what we learn in yoga and meditation as well, and then we can apply that in our life. Anything that can allow you, it will be different for everyone. What works for me is not going to work for someone else. It could, but
yeah,
we all have to find our own way and find the ways that we can just feel more connected to who we are. And it's really just about whatever it is that you do, just be fully in that experience. And then it's going to lead you to the next thing that maybe could really open up some doors for you.
Yeah. Cool. So be in the moment. Experience all of the things. And I think we'll tie this all together. And I think that I was about to ask something that I think you probably just answered in that of what you just said. But let's tie it all up back together. Somebody who, and we'll make it kind of in your realm, somebody who wants to do whatever it is. They want to start a juggling show or start a YouTube channel or start their podcast. They've been thinking about it, and they're not quite sure what to do, or they want to improve their health and just overall wellness, like whatever it is, mm-hmm. but they're a little bit stuck on those moments. Now, I know we already have some tools of like mm-hmm. start just motion, go outside, be mm-hmm. in the moment. Let's tie all of those together. If there's a 1 minute thing mm-hmm. for them to keep coming back to and remembering this little thing that they can force yeah. themselves out of their excuses and stuff, what do you have for them in that moment?
Okay, so first I'll say to those people who actually are lost as to what they want to do. So I'll get to the people who really know what it is.
Great.
But first, there's a lot of people that don't know what to do. They yeah. don't know what their purpose is. They're trying to find it and they're lost. Follow your excitement. Wherever you feel any curiosity or excitement, just follow that and keep following it like a trail of breadcrumbs, because yeah. it's going to eventually lead you to what you feel the most excited about, and you're going to feel that in your body.
Great.
So start there. And for people who maybe have found that, or they're just trying to get started on what that thing is, but it feels so overwhelming because there's a lot that goes into creating something.
Yeah.
Creation is a lot of different elements. Choose one thing that you can be consistent on and be good at and do it to the best of your ability. Just choose one thing to start with. Mm-hmm. And for me, I started my channel committing to one video a week. Now, there's a lot that goes into that, but just force some commitment on yourself and act as if it's life or death. Like, yeah. seriously, if you really want to get shit done, you better act like it your life is on the line, because it yeah. is. If you have a passion inside your heart, that's your life. So yeah. take that seriously. Don't take yourself too seriously, but take that seriously, because it's yeah. something higher moving through you. So that's just my advice. I mean, when I started the channel, it was you have to get a video every Thursday, no matter what. Find a way to make it happen. Yeah. So I'd say just choose one thing you can commit to consistently, and just be hard on yourself there. Like, stick yeah. to that
or
commitment.
Find somebody, if you're not,
accountability,
if you know
partner.
You're not hard on yourself, find somebody who's
absolutely
going to,
yeah. have an accountability partner. And I do have that. You yeah. know, I have somebody that I send my video, because what was happening was I would rush to get the video done yeah. and it would be last minute. And now I have someone I have to send it to on Monday.
Right.
And it's so helpful, because then I have the video done a few days early. I can make changes to it, and it forces me to get it cut done
yeah.
a couple days before I'm supposed to actually post the video. It's changed my life, and I have more time. I'm better at my time and more efficient with my time, just because I have that accountability partner. So find an accountability partner, pick one commitment that's attainable, that's not too crazy, just something to get started, just one tiny thing.
Yeah. Great. Amazing. That was great. I feel like we could go another episode, round two, of getting into all of the actual content that you
yeah.
talk about and some of the things you've learned. So maybe if you guys are interested, we'll do
Round two.
Episode two. Yes. Coming up of getting in, because I'm sure people are curious about that. As we talked about Crystal, and you were at, you before we started, you talked about this event that you were at this morning that was, mm-hmm. I don't understand it still, but I feel like that could be a whole episode.
Oh, it will be. I have one coming on that. Right.
So, yes, we'll link to that. By the time this comes out, that should be out, probably.
Yeah.
So where now people are curious to find more about your channel. So where would you like to send people who want to see and hear and explore more of your world?
So my channel is called Sky Life on YouTube. You can search Sky Life. It will pop up. That's where I post one video a week every Thursday, exploring the world of wellness, trying all sorts of health and lifestyle trends and topics, and hopefully providing some informative content around that space. And I'm on Instagram at Sky Cowens, my name. Post a lot of stuff there too. I do IG Lives every Friday morning, and I dive deeper into the topic of what I posted on the previous day.
So, cool.
Check it out.
It's great. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
It's so fun.
And thank you, people at home listening and watching. If you are listening on any sort of audio player like Spotify or iTunes or podcast app or Stitcher or wherever else you're listening, you should know that you could also watch us because there's cameras here as well. So we're everywhere that you can watch and listen to things, that's where you can find the Between Dreams podcast. So go do that. All right, that's it for now. Thank you and goodbye.